Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
You don't have an address.
Melissa Family First Care.
Thanks, Melissa. Please stay on the line.
I'm sorry, Papa.
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Dorsey. How are you?
Not well, but
fine. Oh, no.
So this nursing home social worker, not only did me and your agent handle this entire process, and they did nothing over there to get him out. When I arrived yesterday at, 3 o'clock or something to touch base, make sure that, if there's anything to do, because nobody had contacted me, about discharge instructions or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking them about transport in this med. They go, oh, that's the family's responsibility. Again and again and again, this man, which at this point, he probably does have Alzheimer's dementia. He is absolutely out of control. He was combative when I went to get him. He's beating on me. He's supposed to be coming home as an independent patient with 5 hours of care a day. They did not schedule a medical transplant or transport for a 24-hour oxygen patient.
Wow.
Luckily, I was able to find his transport oxygen and bring oxygen, but otherwise he would have just been coming home with no oxygen. They nothing to ensure that he would be able to. I literally said to the woman, what about him walking down the stairs? He could not walk down the stairs. He is laying there. He just pissed all over himself. He will not even sit up to use his urinal in the bed. He will not sit up to eat. He is sitting there acting like he needs 24-hour complete care.
Oh, no.
So I will stick this out for a week or two. I have to go pick it up when we go. He's not going to have it for a while, and he can just be unhappy. He wants instant gratification for every single thing that he wants. He is in that nursing home screaming, help, help, help. And when they come in, he's like, oh, I'd like my Flonase. He's genuinely, I don't know how much of this is genuine dementia-related behavior because he is really manipulative, frankly. And he is not physically incapable, it does not seem. I do think he's a fall risk. And nobody is helping me to get anything through insurance, which I cannot believe in my heart of hearts that a fall risk product, something to ensure that he does not get hurt falling out of bed, et cetera, is not included through Medicaid. I asked for any and all tools that I could have for at home through Judy, his social worker. She ordered nothing but a shower chair, which he will never be able to use at this state. A wheelchair, a commode, which he will need because there's no way he can go and sit in the bathroom or make it to the bathroom at this moment in time. And what else did they get? The wheelchair. Oh, and the bed, which took two orders because she acts like she knows nothing about anything, ordered the full automatic that I would have had to pay $600 for, was trying to get me to pay, go through this out, please, $400 transport out of our pocket to bring him home.
That's
again, we are
insane.
Not family members. We are not family members. We are helping this man at such an this is a community member helping a community member.
Wow.
So he just soiled, I only have one bedspread because he just today. Why would I invest and buy more than one, right? This is insane. I just spent $20 on his prescriptions. Nobody told me I would have to go pick up his prescriptions and pay out of pocket for them day one. That he would not come. These are things that the social worker could easily explain to you. And they should just have an easy checklist. Am I wrong to believe that the social worker should have been walking Bob through this as their patient?
No, and they should have. Let's say, for example, they have medications. So clearly, the medications are sent to facilities. He had, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I would assume that if he had any extra medication, they would give it to him on discharge so he can either give it to him or return it so that you guys can pick it up at the pharmacy. And
right.
I'm surprised that you
I went to the pharmacy. I got the antibiotic. Wait. Are you ready for the best part? They gave me a paper photocopy of his prescription for Ativan because they say their policy is not to forward any narcotic prescriptions. That's the only thing they gave me. I took it to the pharmacy. They cannot fill it from a copy. He is now going to be withdrawing off of Ativan all weekend long until Monday because they've already called the doctor from the pharmacy and there is nobody to speak to until Monday. On top of everything else. This has been the most insane situation.
No, yeah,
I mean, this is just one thing after another, after another. I need people to help me report this bullshit. Yeah, you know, he can't go back there. He absolutely needs to be with his family in Vermont if this is what it's going to be like. I don't understand how nobody can help me appeal this with I'm going to go to the state rep and tell them they need to help me with the appeal that he needs. 100 hours of care. He needs other people in here with him as well, other than me, etc. This is not fair to him. He was there for 4 months. I have evidence. No cut nails, no shaved face. He now seems almost like a dementia patient when 2 months ago he was normal.
Fine. Oh, no.
So he was walking in October, walking around.
Usually the service coordinator would, it's supposed to go see
no
her
idea,
after.
Unless it's still Tanzania, she said it wouldn't be her once it got approved. I am waiting to hear from them. Once Tanzania approves things, I have not spoken with anybody else outside of her. Casper, go upstairs. Go. No, bad cat. Go upstairs. Go.
Yeah, because usually I know that once someone gets discharged from a facility, the insurance can do a reassessment for hours because clearly they were there for a reason. I'm not in front of my computer right now, but what I can
see what we can do. And obviously I didn't know how or when to check in. The bottom line is I'm here 24 hours with him. I'm clocking my 5 hours a day.
No, of course. No.
I did log in, but I don't see how, like, do I just log in and log out? Like, what do I do? I don't know. So I don't even want to talk about it now, frankly.
No, don't even worry about it. I'm going to have to leave
for a little bit, but.
Don't even worry about it.
And I'm leaving him alone. He'll be okay. And he'll be fine. He's supposed to be. I'm only supposed to be, right? I'm not liable for this, correct?
No, you're not, because that's what he's approved for.
He lives in a house that is rented by my family. Like, this is all just so fucked up. I was just trying to do what he was asking. And, you know, if he had come home in the condition that we started this project in, this would have been a triumph. I truly, truly mean that, and I have video evidence to support it. Right now, this is insane. Shockingly insane. Screaming about the TV. I can't see it. Looking at a 50-inch screen TV 8 feet away from him instead of sitting in a hospital bed looking at a little tiny TV, and he's screaming and complaining. I'm like, Bob, you aren't happy anywhere. No. Okay, that's the truth. You're having a hard time. You're feeling vulnerable. You just need to calm down, okay? What you're not going to do is scream and yell at me and demand at me 4 hours a day. They're just... Because the only person in control of the situation now, not the end of the day, buddy, I really, truly will put you in the corner. Like, that is the end game. If you can't be happy here. Because I'm not going to leave you in everything home that's like that. Like, that's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what else to do. So any suggestions, I'm open to, but definitely moving towards the process on Monday of going and getting whatever assistance I can to try to get more hours covered so a second unrelated nurse can be coming in sitting with him for a normal shift.
So what I'll do is, I'm not in front of my computer right now, but what I'll do is on Monday, I will see who his service coordinator is.
Okay.
And we can send an email so they can try to schedule an assessment to get him assessed for hours.
He has declined even since Ms. Kim in Tanzania has seen him significantly. Like, I am and if anybody can help me with reporting, I mean, I really have been so gracious with these people. When you are there as a quote-unquote short-term patient supposed to go home, why are you allowing them to not get out of bed? Why are you allowing them to have 3 urinals to fill up instead of encouraging them to stand and go with you to dump them, self-administering medicines, etc.? or do what is right and have this person deemed incompetent so that this was not even considered any longer, which would have been totally fine.
Yeah.
And I would have talked to a sister about this move and made her aware of how poor his condition was there. Because her original statement to me was, I just want him to be somewhere where he's safe. And he really wasn't in good condition. And maybe if she was aware, she would have done something differently. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
No.
But we did get him in. My father and I essentially carried him down the stairs. Got him back into the wheelchair. You know, he's over here in his bed. We do have a TV on internet running for him. I fed him first Meals American meal. He had about half of it. He's had like a half a bottle, water bottle of water. We refilled it for him before we're leaving, so he has water. He's done now his second nebulizer treatment he's on. I have a list of medication. I think I have most of his meds. I think I understand the meds. 90%. I believe he takes everything in the morning for the most part, other than the nebulizer treatments. I have everything marked and labeled sitting there for him for self-administration. Everything's within reach. And the guardrails are up. So I think that I've done my duty properly. And
you can only
have him covered up. And I have his bedding in the wash. So he will be back in his full bedding within a couple hours.
Okay.
I was a nurse for many, many years, so I do know what to do. It's just, this is not what it was supposed to be. And his decline is significant over the last just 2 weeks.
That's a lot.
Shocking. So I'm really glad that I have you guys on my team, though, and that you have been so... I mean, this is what I needed the whole time. I mean, even just to say, like, I feel really, you know what I mean, that I can report this to somebody, have another teammate, but it's not just me sitting here struggling by myself. You know what I mean? Because it's really more the frustration that I've even put myself in this position, arguing so hard to get him what he deserved and wanted, only to find that he atrophied himself, essentially, you know what I mean, to a point of debilitated.
That's insane.
But I also think that 4 to 5 months of sitting waiting with no answers coming to you, it's so wildly abusive that it is not shocking that this happened to somebody.
No, because they should have at least given him therapy.
Accountable for this. Yeah, they could office therapy after the first couple months. He was done. And then he's just sitting there.
Oh,
and that absolutely is what happened. I mean, it is horrendous. So I'm going to go.
No, I'll look.
I am just appalled.
I'm in shock. I'll
email you once I get this into like a TikTok format. I will send you guys the link so that you can see his condition, and you will see a man who is clearly just suffering from a pneumonia, but in good physical shape. Someone who gets a little better and is literally walking around with no oxygen on, tinkering with his oxygen machine on the back of his wheelchair, moving over to the bed. Holding, bending over, like just taking some deep breaths to catch his breath because he does get winded, but looks great and is moving around freely to someone who is bedbound over months and has toenails that are a quarter inch over his toes, becomes bearded, loses his weight. There is not a soul who I have shown this to has not become teary-eyed. This is compelling shit, and I literally hope that somebody like... get fired, like, at a major hospital over this. Like, I'm literally shaking and want to throw up right now. I'm so sick of myself over this.
That's insane.
I've seen a lot of abusive bullshit in nursing homes, which is why I will not work in them. And even though I love this type of work and I am very, very good at it, but this is like the most egregious thing I've ever witnessed in my entire life. And the fact that I walked into a hospital and with nothing but kindness in my heart and like trying to be just like encouraging and like, please guys, let's rally for this guy. Ask them to step up and do whatever they could to get him a good outcome. And this is what they did to him, because I guess it's that they took it offensively and like, oh, you're not going to tell me what to do, little girl. It's sick. It's fucking sick. This is what powerful people do. So anyway, I don't want to take any more of your time this evening. I'm going to go out and, forget about the day for a couple hours.
Hopefully tomorrow will be better.
It's about 9 a.m. So I hope you just make it through the day. And like I said, at this point, bed rail is up. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like when the baby's been crying for too long and you need to just put them in the crib and walk away and know that they are fed.
They're okay.
And safe. He should not, I just have to try. I don't know the bed well. It's first night, but I have to believe that the bed is safe. He cannot fall out or hurt himself in the bed. Both rails are up. His room is quiet, dimmed, but has some light. He has his TV. He has his remotes. He has his urinal. He never goes to the bathroom at night. Number two, he goes in the morning hours. So he should be okay.
He'll be fine.
And I'll be back in, at midnight or something. And, it's 4 or 5 hours of time alone is absolutely okay in sleeping.
Yeah.
Hours. And then I'll check on him when I get back, of course.
No.
And his laundry should be done and I can redress his bed again. So we'll be okay.
No, I will.
All right. Oh, you guys are safe. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Don't worry. I'll see you
And maybe somebody can, if anybody can give me a buzz and tell me how to do the login thing better, that's fine. If not, we can figure it out Monday.
Yeah, no, don't worry. If anything, we'll send you a time sheet. Not the end of the world. So don't even stress
Perfect.
About that right now.
Perfect.
Yeah, so don't worry about them, Miss Dorothy.
Love you guys. You're amazing.
We love you too. No, don't worry. Oh, all right. Have a good night. Take it easy.
Right, you too. You too.
All right.
Eat something yummy or something, okay?
Take care.
Everybody, bye-bye.